Another wild creature shows up in today's GeoQuiz. We're talking about a very large red deer, a stag. They call him the Emperor. And his domain, for the past 12 years or so, has been a national park in the southwest of England. This park once served as a royal forest and hunting ground. King Henry VIII hunted there. The park is on the Bristol Channel coast.
It's a high area of land covering thousands of acres of moorland, lakes and bush and scrub. But amongst that climate live hundreds and thousands of animals, and amongst those animals are, of course, the spectacular red deer.
Red deer stags can grow to be 9 feet tall, including antlers, and they're prized by trophy hunters. The biggest one in recent memory was the Emperor. Well, now the Emperor's been shot dead, and nobody knows who did it. So where in southwest England did the Emperor once roam? Stay tuned. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Who shot the Emperor? It's a question people in England are trying to answer today. The Emperor is that majestic red deer stag we just told you about in the GeoQuiz a few minutes ago. His full nickname is the Emperor of Exmoor. And Exmoor National Park is the answer we're looking for. It's in southwest England. The BBC's Jonathan Moore is tracking this story. Jonathan, how did this magnificent stag come to be named the Emperor of Exmoor?
Lisa, it was first photographer Richard Austin, who works for a number of local papers, freelance photographer, saw this deer, took the photographs, and he called it the Emperor of Exmoor. And certainly, in terms of its sheer magnificence, it does stand up to that name.
He sure was tall from hoof to tip.
He sure was. Yeah, 9 foot tall from the hoof to the top of his antlers. I think the sheer magnificence of the animal is what has sparked such controversy in the country. There are 350,000 deer culled in the UK every year, and there are around 2,500 red deer on Exmoor. And so the departure of one deer in the normal scheme of things would hardly go noticed. The fact that this deer had been photographed and received a lot of publicity because of its stature has created an enormous amount of controversy over its death.
Let's hear this one clip we have from Austin, the photographer himself.
To be honest, I wasn't 100% surprised. With a set of antlers such as this deer had, it was basically going to kill him in the end. He was his own worst enemy, I suppose, growing that big and that huge and that magnificent. He was a definite target.
It is kind of odd. I mean, one wonders, in a way, why he wasn't shot down before this.
Yes, indeed. It was an extraordinary animal, but it was also around about 12 years old, so wouldn't have been much use for eating. The meat would have been extremely tough. An animal like that would have been shot, experts say, purely for its trophy, that is, its head and antlers, which are worth several thousand pounds, and to a committed stalker would be a prize worth going for.
Is that illegal, though?
No, it's not illegal. As long as you've got a license for a rifle and the permission of the landowner, stalking is a quite legal practice in this country. There have been curbs on hunting in this country. You can only take out two dogs with you if you're going stalking for a deer, and the deer has to be shot immediately. It's now illegal to chase the deer across open land with your dogs.
Why, though, if this was a legal act, and there are, as you said, lots of deer who are shot among the 350,000 during deer hunting season, why does everybody want to know who shot Emperor?
Sure, as you say, there was absolutely nothing illegal on the face of it in what happened. The publicity surrounding the case has arisen because of this particular stag's magnificent stature, and I think people had assumed that stalkers would stay away from it. Unfortunately, you can't account for people's greed, and some people have obviously ignored the fact that this is a magnificent animal and should perhaps be allowed to live, and have taken it as a trophy.
So is there a hunt on now for the hunter?
The hunt is definitely on for the hunter, yes. There's obviously a huge amount of interest still in this story. At the moment, I'm afraid it's a mystery as to who shot this fantastic animal. It's been reported that the emperor's body was seen dead. A witness heard two shots, saw the body on the ground, and the body was taken away in a pickup truck. And that's all we know at the moment. Perhaps a stalker who had heard about this magnificent animal wanted to have the ultimate prize on his or her wall.
All right, speaking to us about the recent shooting of the Emperor of Exmoor National Park, the BBC's Jonathan Morris. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.